The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. sometimes I'm just really scatterbrained, and I admit it. And I have to throw things out as I think about them, otherwise I will forget. Just one other little thing in keeping things in perspective with this COVID-19 thing. Because I said earlier in the program that we have plateaued and peaked and we're now on the downside and we're declining. One of our listeners said, well, wait a minute. I just looked at the Ohio Department of Health website and we had X number of new cases and so forth. True. That's what's being reported. But let me just say two things concerning that. Again, to try to be objective and balanced and to keep the Ohio Department of Health honest. Number one, if you go to the Ohio Department of Health COVID-19 page, and they have a whole section just dedicated to COVID-19. If you want to find it, do a Google search or whatever your browser is, and do Ohio COVID-19. Just type that in. That'll pop up. You go to that page. Then scroll down just a little bit and go to dashboard and pull up the dashboard. The first thing that will pop up is a bunch of graphs. And the graphs show the daily cases by date. Now, you don't know what the dates are unless you roll your cursor over the individual lines on the graph. You with me? You roll your cursor over the individual lines on the graph, and when your cursor touches each line, it will give you the date, and it will give you the number of new cases for that date. All right? And one thing you'll notice is the number of new cases reported on that graph are dramatically different from the number of new cases reported other places on the very same website. And I don't understand the reason for the disparity. Huge disparity. In fact, if you go today, and the site is updated every day at 2 o'clock, if you go today and roll your cursor over that graph of new cases on the dashboard of the COVID-19 website, if you go back like 3 days, roll your cursor back 3 days, and just do the math with the numbers, it's like we've had a total number of new cases of like 30 new cases. That's off the top of my head because I don't remember what the exact figures are. Like 30 new cases in the last 3 days. That's what it says. That's what it says. Now, if you go other places on the very same website, it'll say, oh, we had 739 new cases today. What? Well, it's all in the way it's reported and so on and so forth. That's number one. Number two, we here in Ohio are seeing an explosion of testing. And I mean an explosion. I listened to the news conference. I don't remember the exact figures, but Governor DeWine said, you know, we're going to be able to do so many thousands of cases here. And then by such and such a date, we're going to be able to do 20,000 in a day. And then we're going to be able to do 100,000 tests in a day. They are ramping up the testing dramatically. And I mean super dramatically. All right. Now, common sense. The more people you test, what is going to happen with the reported cases of COVID-19? Because a huge percentage of people don't know they have it. They have no symptoms or very mild symptoms. A large percentage of people who get this thing don't know it. They don't know it. So if they are tested, there are going to be a whole lot of people who are going to say, wow, I had it. I didn't know it. So the larger number of people that are tested, the larger number of cases are going to be reported. Does that mean that we are seeing an explosion of new cases? No. It means we are finding out that more people actually had it. And when a person is tested and it shows that they have had the COVID-19, we don't know when they got it. We don't know when they got it. So it can't be reported until it is confirmed in a test. And so when it's confirmed, it is reported on the Ohio Department of Health website as a brand new case. Now, it could have been, they could have contracted it 2 weeks ago. We don't know, but it would be reported as a new case. So I hope that's not too confusing. But again, just to try to keep things in perspective, no one, including the governor, nor Dr. Acton, nor any other medical professionals that I have heard, are implying anything other than that we have peaked and we're coming down on the other side. There may be a surge in reported cases because the number of tests are exploding in number. So that just makes sense. More people are tested, the more we're going to discover, the more will be reported. But I don't know of anyone, again, including the governor and including Dr. Acton, who are not saying, John Houston today said, all of the news is good. All of the reports, good. We have either plateaued or peaked. No one that I know of is saying anything differently. So just, again, just throwing that out. And forgive me for taking so long on it, but I'm trying not to be an expert. And when I tell you I'm not an expert on anything, I'm not kidding. That's not false humility. It's the truth. But I do have a brain. I try to use it as much as I can. And since this thing began, I have tried to be a voice of reason, to try to tamp down the panic and the hysteria. I don't want to give anybody false hope. I don't want to diminish the real danger of this virus. At the same time, I'm trying to counteract the hysteria that the news media is trying to develop. Not all the news media, but much of the news media thrives on crisis, hysteria. And with this whole COVID-19, they're doing a pretty good job of keeping the hysteria and the panic going. Let me just say, again, for who knows how many times, there is no reason to panic. There is no reason to live in fear. There just is no reason. Look at the facts. Look at the real statistics. And I think you will discover, yeah, it's serious, but it's not nearly as serious as many people have tried to lead us to believe. It's serious, but not nearly as serious as many people in the media and other places have tried to lead us to believe. All right. Hey, when we come back, switch gears completely, and we're going to talk about butter. Butter? Yeah, butter. When we come back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, can you keep a little secret? Just between me and you? All right, here it is. I love butter. I do. I love butter. Not margarine. No. Edwin, a great day in my life is when the science came out and said, butter is better for you than the margarine and all the fake stuff, okay? Float it in butter, I'll eat it. You know, drench my toast in butter, my waffle. I like butter. So I was shocked when I heard the news that Land O'Lakes, and it just happens to be the brand that Joy usually buys, you know, Land O'Lakes butter for over 100 years has had an Indian maiden, Native American maiden on its label. I found out she has a name, Mia, M-I-A. That's her name, over 100 years old. Well, Land O'Lakes decided we're going to remove it because we want a new image. And besides that, you ready for this? One North Dakota state representative by the name of Ruth Buffalo complained. Yeah. One. Oh, did I tell you she's a Democrat? Maybe you could have guessed that. Yeah. North Dakota State Representative Ruth Buffalo complained to the folks at Land O'Lakes, and she said the image of Mia, the Indian maiden, went, and I'm quoting, hand in hand with human and sex trafficking of our women and girls by depicting Native women as sex objects. And she demanded that the company remove the, what she called, butter maiden. Now, I would imagine that almost all of you can imagine in your mind that Native American girl on the front of the butter container. Could anybody in your wildest, craziest imagination perceive her as a sex object? Well, Land O'Lakes said, we want to be politically correct, so they yanked Mia off the box. Now, here's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. Robert DeJarlait, DeJarlait, is an artist and a writer. He is also the grandson of the artist who first painted Mia for Land O'Lakes butter. And he was a Native American. Yes, he was a full-blooded Native American. I'm quoting from the story. Mia was originally created for Land O'Lakes packaging in 1928. In 1939, she was redesigned as a Native maiden kneeling in a farm field holding a butter box. In 1954, my father, the guy who was writing this, Patrick DeJarlait, which was the son of the original artist, redesigned the image again. So the image was done by a father, Native American, and then his son, a Native American in 1954, redesigned it. So it was redesigned three times. Originally 1928, again redesigned in 1939, and in 1954, the image that has just been taken off. Listen to this from the grandson of the original artist who portrayed or painted Mia. He says, after I was born in 1946, my family moved from Red Lake, Minnesota to Minneapolis, where my father broke racial barriers by establishing himself as an American Indian commercial artist in an art world dominated by white executives and artists. In addition to the Mia redesign, his many projects included creating a bear for another brand. Quote, by often working with Native American imagery, he maintained a connection to his identity. With the redesign, my father made Mia's Native American connections more specific. He changed the beadwork designs on her dress by adding floral motifs that are common and so on and so forth because he wanted it to be more accurate. So in other words, the Native American maiden on the Land O'Lakes butter was put there, not as a sex object, but to honor the Native American heritage of the original artist. The author of this article, the grandson, I don't know why Land O'Lakes dropped Mia. In 2018, the company changed the image by cropping it to a headshot. That adjustment didn't seem like too great a bow to cultural corrective pressure. And then he goes on, and I'm running out of time, but I think it's fascinating that Land O'Lakes declared something that was intended to honor Native American women. And because primarily of one Democratic representative from North Dakota, who, by the way, is not Native American. Not Native American. Such is the power of political correctness in America today. Thought you'd be interested in that story. I'm going to take a break and go get some butter.